This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Pete Caliendo, and this is Baseball Outside the Box. Welcome, everybody. I'll bet you thought that we forgot about you because we were absent for a week. We apologize. What a travel schedule we had this summer. As you know from some of the past shows, we were in Italy, Japan. We were at the World Children's Baseball Fair with Sadaro Ho, the home run king in Japan. It was just a fantastic summer. We had so much going on, and we just returned from the beautiful country of South Africa, the ISG Baseball Coaches Program. My good friend Ernie Young, former Olympian, USA Baseball coach, will be coaching with Joe Girardi in the Premier 12 for Team USA. We were together, and he did an outstanding job working with all the coaches in South Africa. We enjoyed very much the South African coaches and the people. Thank you for hosting us. That was fantastic. And boy, we are, you know, we're going to make this a little quicker show, just a few notes and some tips. And then we're going to do a show from Tunisia and Lithuania. I am very fortunate to be asked by the World Baseball Softball Confederation, the governing body of the sport worldwide, which I have been serving about 20 years on their tournament committee, still am, and will be going to the Premier 12 in Taiwan and Tokyo. But been asked to, and it's a great honor to do a couple coaching courses, one in Tunisia and the other one in Lithuania. Looking forward to it. Tunisia is the first one. We depart today, so that's why we wanted to give you a little quick update on a few things and some notes on some things we learned to help all our coaches and players and parents and coaches around the world. We welcome all of you. This is Baseball Outside the Box. Hope you continue to listen. To our new listeners, check us out all over social media, Baseball Out. We're on Facebook, Twitter. We're on Instagram, everything, you name it. We're all over. We got a bunch of tips. And don't forget, go to YouTube. That's our tip, video tips. We've got a lot of them. That YouTube, that's Peter Caliendo. And you can check us out on YouTube with a lot of videos there. So don't forget to go there. And, do us a favor. Spread the show all over the world, all over your baseball friends. Let them know about it. We keep getting great emails from people. We're going to start reading some of them in our upcoming shows because we want people to know, what people are saying about the show. Now, if you want to email me and tell me that, you know, the show isn't any good, if it's real good, if you got tips about it, hey, love hearing all your emails. And reading them all, I'll respond. That is petercaliendo@att.net. That again, petercaliendo@att.net. And thank you to Brian Crock, our producer on the other side of the window. Brian is outstanding. He does all the work on putting up the show on the Lineup Media Group, a great, great company with some of the best podcasts in the world. Check that out, thelineupmediagroup.fm. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to give you a few things that we felt. Now, we went to Japan. As you know, I've worked a lot in Japan for the last 20 years, did a ton of work, been the Koshian, the high school championship, which you heard about in the last section. Don't forget, Google Koshian, Japanese baseball high school championships. You'll be amazed and you'll learn a lot. But we also took our 15U team to Japan to compete in around Tokyo. We'll be going to Osaka next year in 2020, the year of the Olympics. So we will have another team go next year, but you know, we learned a ton of things every time we go to Japan. So we just wanted to address some of these. What's interesting is, once the Japanese, know that you're coming, boy, they are just so hospitable. First of all, they have special people set up at the field, one to greet the bus, two to make sure you know where you're going, three, all the players are lined up when you get there. And they, welcome you. They take their caps off. They say hello as a group. It is fantastic. Check out some of the videos we've got on Baseball Out. I've also got it on Better Baseball on Twitter. You can check those out. We got videos all over on it. But, you know, they have such a respect for the game. Now, you know, it's a cultural thing, and I get it. You know, we, you know, can't always do it in the U.S. exactly like they do it. But I think we can do a much better job of respecting the game in the U.S., and I really want to see that more and more. I believe that, you know, these are simple little things where, you know, you teach your players to respect the game. And start slow, you know, start with a few things and develops a great culture for your parents and players and coaches. And, you know, little things like, you know, how's the equipment put at the field? You know, who's putting the equipment together? Who's cleaning the field? Not the coaches. The younger we get them to start doing these things, the better we start creating good habits. Are the players, are the better players the ones leading? Not the rookies, not the younger ones, are the better ones leading? You know, we always look at it as the rookies, let them do it. No, I'm a strong believer that our veterans and our leaders, you know, our top guys, our best players or, you know, senior players, they take the lead in doing all this stuff. You know, are you making sure that everything is clean in your dugouts, on the field, around the field? Even when you got there, if it's somebody else's field, it doesn't matter. Make sure it's all clean by the time you leave. Teach that great culture of, you know, respecting the field, respecting your opponent, you know, the equipment. Hopefully you've got rules. You know, you're not going to expect, you know, or accept players that are going to throw bats, throw helmets, argue with umpires. Those are things that culturally you've got to start practicing. And that's something you have to practice in your practices also. We do a lot of work with scrimmages where, you know, we have players umpiring. Now they're making some bad calls, so that's great because now we're learning how to deal with the bad calls. We got players on the bases. There's going to be some bad calls there too. We want them to make bad calls. That happens, and we need to learn how to deal with it. You know, dealing with the strikeout. You know, it's a high strike. You thought it was a strike or a ball. Umpire called it a strike. You know, you've got to, you know, let the player understand, you know, that's you know, if it's close, you got to go after it. If it's not, if it's really a bad call, it's a bad call. You know that. Be honest with yourself. Great. Then go on. There's nothing you can do. Now you're going on to the next thing you need to do, and you need to focus on that. Well, you can't just talk about all this. You actually have to work at it. You have to practice it. So there's a lot to practice than just ground balls, hitting, fielding, and throwing. And again, like I said, I believe that if you start them real young, starting to learn how to do these things, packing their own bags. When the practice is over, packing their own bags. You know, moms, dads, if you're listening, don't go there and start putting their stuff away. Obviously, you want to make sure they don't forget anything. That's fine. You can look at the end and see if they forgot something, but they got to go back and get it. They got to go back and repack it. You know, doing things, communicating on the field on their own. There's a lot of things that they need to do. So I think we can learn a lot from that. Be respectful of the umpire. Say hello. You know, it's a bad call. It's a bad call. Bad calls happen. It's part of the game. Learn to deal with it. You know, it's interesting. The Japanese, you know, they don't throw their bats, they don't throw their helmets, they don't place their bats on the ground. They usually place it on the helmet tilted. When the inning's over, they don't throw the ball on the mound. They go place it right on the rubber. Again, respect for the game, respect for the umpires. They respect their opponents. You know, they don't bean guys. You know, I think it's a bad, bad thing to start teaching young kids to start hitting hitters because whatever reasons. If you don't like something, you know, talk to the other coach about it. You know, something that's unethical. Talk to the league about it, whatever you need to do. But, you know, don't start drilling guys. Do you want to be responsible as a coach to, you know, tell somebody to drill somebody at a younger level and then the kid misses and hits the guy in the eye, which has happened at the higher levels or the collegiate level, kid loses his eye? I wouldn't want to be, and I don't think you want to be in that situation either. So, you know, I think it's better just be professional, play the game hard, beat your opponent, you know, professionally, and respect them after the game also, win or lose. And, you know, one thing is you've got to also be a professional when you lose a ball game. You know, learn from it. Those are things that I think we can really, you know, give our kids feedback on how to deal with all those things. But we'll get into that in another episode. So, you know, interesting enough, you know, you watch Japanese kids, they help each other. The coaches don't do it. And I know that recently I got hammered on Twitter because I had a picture of a coach tying a shoe during the Little League World Series. My point behind that was that the kid ought to be tying his own shoe. Someone said, well, they got gloves on, they can't do it with the batting gloves. Okay, well, take them off. Well, it's respect, you know, of the coach. The coach is showing leadership by tying his shoe. I guess we all have different opinions of it. At that particular time, it might have been the right thing. The video I put up was, and my comments of it wasn't supposed to be particularly to that video. And that's the one thing about social media. It can be really misunderstood. at times. I generally wanted to say, you know, don't entitle your kids. Make them do things on their own. Now, you want people to help? Well, then get their teammates to do it. Japanese have their other teammates put on the catcher's equipment for them because it's, you know, it expedites things. I know in that Little League World Series, you know, the coach is probably trying to expedite things also because it's on television to get the game going, you know, move it on. So he was helping the young man tying his shoes. Fantastic. Love it. No problem. It wasn't a major thing, but I think it was just the example of be careful how much you entitle kids, how much you do things for them, especially parents and moms and dads and all that, because and grandparents, because then they expect those things. But that carries on to the field. So, you know, Japanese learn from them. Interesting how the catcher does gets help from other players. And that's not just at the young levels. I've seen it at the higher levels. Some other things they do. You'll see Japanese hitters, you know, when the player's warming up down the right field line. Well, they're getting ready. All of them come out of the dugout looking at the guy warming up down the right field line, wherever he may be. If they get a visual look at them, they're trying to work on his motion, identifying the motion, the release point, the timing. They're thinking way ahead. I think that's a great thing for hitters to do, is to prepare way ahead of time. During their game, communication is big in Japan, so you can hear them talk constantly, situations, or just be on, you know, alert, just keeping guys up. You know, it also keeps the action going more, doesn't it? Get the pitcher going, get him going without wasting time, slowing things down. You know, talk to each other. Outfielders get bored. Talk to each other. Communicate. Say something about the hitter. You know, he just swung late. Let's do this. He swung early. You know, he's missing by, you know, his angle is bad. Always looks like he's going to be going the right field. Whatever it may be, the more you talk about the game during the game, I think that's important too. Warm-ups are important to the Japanese. You watch them. They always talk during warm-ups. They're always having somebody lead warm-ups, and they obviously do dynamic warm-ups. They're always moving. They spend a lot of time on it. Something we don't do a lot in the States, I think we need to do it. And in the old days, we called it pepper. You'll see the Japanese work on that back control, trying to put the ball in play. Yes, we want to hit the ball hard as we can and hit it as far as we can. But there's times we also want to put it in play to make things happen at the younger levels, especially. Pepper, a lot of times, you know, I don't see a lot of pepper play before games. What does pepper do? Well, if we understood it well, we know that when you're playing pepper, the players are not going to throw the ball that well. So what happens now is you're working on the strike zone. Players that are throwing, they're working on their throwing because it's not easy to throw to a zone with no catcher. Whether you're a pitcher or infield, doesn't matter. You're making that throw many times on many different positions. So pepper helps with the throwers, making sure that they turn sideways, make the throw, and then get in there, you know, ready to field the ball. It's going to be hit back to them. Pepper, you're trying to hit line drives. Now, we don't do a full swing pepper. We do a check swing pepper where we stop the bat at contact. We can go finish a little bit by staying through the ball, but we're looking at line drives and then the result of a hard ground ball or possibly a fly ball. But in the gap, again, that pepper, we might have another guy behind the infielders that are fielding the ball when they're playing pepper in case the ball goes over their head. Now, that you got communication there, and you got some fly balls and line drive catch also. What else does pepper do? Well, it works on your timing. They're not going to throw the same speed all the time, right? So they're going to throw the ball slow, they're going to fast. Now you got to time that where you're making contact. So, and timing is so important, which then you're working on your visual aspect because they got to pick the ball up early in order to time it. So pepper, you see the Japanese play it a lot. I would not play pepper swinging down straight down into the ground and then rolling your wrist. That's just teaching bad habits. The other thing is, think about it as far as, you know, the Japanese, you know, they obviously love the game of baseball. They play for a passion. They love what they're doing. You'll see a lot of times in high school baseball coaches, players will coach the bases. That's great to do for us, I think, in practice. You may not be able to implement it right away in games. But what are you doing? You're teaching other guys. Guys on the bench, have them doing something, always working on something instead of sitting around and doing nothing. Now, obviously, it could be between innings, so that way, once the game starts, they're focusing on the game. You can talk to about the game during the game in the dugout, or a coach can do that. But while, you know, between innings, maybe they can be playing a little pepper. Maybe they can be just playing a little catch. Maybe they, you know, could be working on their blocking, whatever it may be, or just, you know, weighted balls just by holding out the weighted ball and going through your motion. There's other things you can do. Be creative. So you're not always just sitting around and doing nothing. Take advantage of every minute you have in your games or practices. What we're trying to do is create great habits. We've seen this in Japan. You see players coaching the bases, and I think that teaches them a lot. And also the in Japan at the high school championships, the coach, the manager does not go out to the mound to take the player out. A player does that. Of course, all of this is instructed by the manager, but what's unique too is they're learning the signs, aren't they, while they're the bases? When you're in the signs, you got to give the signs, you got to receive the signs. Boy, that's awesome. I would do that in your practices and practice games. And, you know, after infield, outfield, you know, what do they do? You know, or after the game, I should say, they'll line up and, you know, and exchange gifts. They'll line up and shake hands, win or lose. Great sportsmanship by the Japanese. The umpires are there also. What's interesting is pregame. They'll all line up towards the between the pitcher and home plate. The umpires will say a few things. Umpires are interesting. Sometimes they'll come in your dugout and then also in, I'll talk about the strike zone so you understand the strike zone, but they'll also go out to the bullpen, watch your pitcher warm up. They'll actually have somebody stand behind home plate, checking the pitches out, just like they would in a ball game. And also they will, have a couple guys on the right-handed side as a hitter and left-handed, and they're all watching the pitches. So they're really preparing ahead of time. As much as they can prior to the game. So, you know, again, check it out. We hope you enjoyed this short show, and we're making it short because we have a flight to Tunisia in about 4 hours. We're preparing. We're getting ready. We're getting ready for a great coaching program, the World Baseball Softball Confederation. I want to thank you for allowing me to be one of the instructors going there. I will be holding two courses, one in South Africa and the other one in Lithuania and also South Africa, Tunisia. My fault there. I got South Africa back in my mind because we just got back from there. So folks, hey, it's been great. I hope you enjoyed a few tips from Japan baseball. We continue to learn from any country. In the future, we're going to talk about other countries that we can learn from, because I think we can learn from everybody that we talk to. And then we look at there's not a person that you can't learn from. So continue to learn from everybody. Get better as a coach. Get better as a player. Players, it's your responsibility to get better. So get information from your coaches. Do your homework. Work on your own. Folks, again, this was Baseball Outside the Box. Getting ready for a flight to Tunisia. Want to thank everybody for joining us on the show. Don't forget, check us out on all our social media. We'll have everything on the show notes. I want to thank the Lineup Media Group and all our fans, all our listeners, and also our new listeners. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for joining us on this show, and we will see you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.